Senate will come to order. Sergeant Arms, close the doors. Members, go to their seats. Members, guests in the gallery, please silence all your electronic devices. Senator, Senate Bill 4, as amended, is back before the body, and Senator Berger is recognized.
Speak to the bill.
You have the floor, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, what you have before you today is not some gimmick to create the best of both worlds. It is a good faith effort, given the passion and disagreement that surrounds this issue. And it's a reasonable solution that puts HB2 behind us while providing some time to work out the broader tensions that exist. Clearly, that's unacceptable to many of you. Surely by now you understand why so many people question people's sincerity on this issue. Many of you did not show up to vote for or against House Bill 2. Yet you spent the year demagoguing the bill and using it as a wedge issue in the campaign. You killed efforts to compromise, and then you tried to take credit for any compromises that existed. Surely you understand why there's still doubt amongst many of us as to whether or not you really want to repeal House Bill 2, whether you really want to start over, or if you just want to get your way and continue to scream at Republicans. Well, I'm going to give you one more chance to erase that doubt. I'm making a motion to divide the question. We will take two votes. It, in essence, turns the bill, as far as votes are concerned, into two bills. The first is simply a straight-up repeal of House Bill 2. Yes or no? Where do you stand? Do you want to repeal it or not? The second is a vote on the cooling-off period. This is our one and only opportunity at this point. This is your one and only opportunity to show people whether you're really serious about repealing House Bill 2. Mr. President, with that, I send up a motion
you can send
to divide the question pursuant to Rule 28.
Clerk will read.
Pursuant to Rule 28, Senator Berger moves to divide Senate Bill 4 into two propositions as follows. Proposition 1, the long title, the enacting clause, and Sections 1 and Section 3, as amended by Amendment Number 3 of the first edition of Senate Bill 4 of the 2016 Fifth Extra Session. Proposition 2, the long title, the enacting clause, and Sections 2 and Section 3, as amended by Amendment Number 3 of the first edition of Senate Bill 4 of the 2016 Fifth Extra Session.
Senator Berger, did you need any more time to speak to the motion?
Mr. President, I just ask that at the appropriate time we take a vote, and I urge folks to vote yes to divide the question.
Is there any discussion or debate? Senator Blue, for a purpose of your eyes.
Will Senator Berger yield for a question?
Senator Berger, do you yield?
Yes.
Thank you. Senator Berger, as I read it, if we were to divide this vote pursuant to this question, pursuant to Rule 28, the way that you've proposed it is divided, at the end of the vote, if both parts passed, it would then be reunited back into Senate Bill 4 and sent to the House. Is that correct?
There will be two votes. The first vote would be whether or not you support repeal of House Bill 2, separate vote. The second vote would be whether or not you support the cooling-off period as amended in the bill. If either of those fails, the bill fails.
Follow up.
Senator, do you yield?
Yes.
But Rule 28 and the division of questions on the bill does not speak to the fate of the bill unless one part passes. So we would revert to Mason's Manual or Roberts or one of the other parliamentary guides And I'm asking you, is it your interpretation, since our rules are silent on it, that if both sections passed, that is a section that would repeal House Bill 2, Section 1 of the bill, and then Section 2, which is the, as you characterize it, now the perpetual cooling off period, at least until we're out of session, at least 30 days. If both of them passed, then this bill would basically kiss and make up and it would become one bill again. And that one bill would be sent to the House in the same form as Senate Bill 4 existed before the motion to divide the question.
Senator Blue, if both parts pass, both parts go to the House. If either part fails, neither part goes to the House.
Last question.
Senator Berger, do you yield?
Yes.
So if both parts pass, I'm saying they go to the House as one bill, and that is Senate Bill 4 existing in the same state that it existed in before you moved to divide the question.
Senator Blue, if both parts pass, both parts, the part repealing House Bill 2 goes to the House, the part creating the cooling off period goes to the House.
Thank you, sir.
Senator Heiss, for what purpose do you rise?
Speak to the motion.
Senator Heiss, you have the floor to speak to the motion.
Actually, members, I've every time this has kind of come up that I've been here, and Senator Hartzell can attest to that, I have very vehemently objected to the use of the division of a question that's coming in. What this, in effect, does is allow the Senate to pass a bill that the majority of the Senate do not support. That is the effect. If you can cross the bills in two different ways, when as a whole it would not pass, this allows us to send the bill as a whole, even though it couldn't pass with the votes within the Senate. That has been the rules. We have attempted to use it before, but have never done so. So I would just say to members and others, if you oppose this bill as a whole, your only options are to vote no on this motion, or if this motion passes, both vote no on both parts of the division. Thank you.
Senator Bryant, for what purpose do you rise?
To ask President Pro Tem Berger a question.
Senator Berger, do you yield?
Yes.
My understanding, Senator Berger, under the rules is if this motion to divide passes, then there is no further debate on either parts of the question and no amendments are allowed. Am I correct?
That's what the rule says.
Okay. Thank you. I want to speak on the motion.
Senator Bryant, you have the floor to speak to the motion.
I just want to oppose the motion because one of my goals, and I just didn't get a breath of time to do it, was to seek to amend the moratorium to limit it to ordinances involving access to bathrooms, showers, changing rooms, etc., since everything I've heard is that the real focus of this bill was not to discriminate, but was to protect biological females from biological males, watching them in the same facilities where they would be in some state of undress or whatever. So I just want to ask my colleagues to vote no on the motion to divide, and also just to make a statement of my concern about the moratorium and wanting to change it. And this would prevent any further debate or amendments. Thank you.
Do we have any further discussion or debate on the motion to divide? Hearing none, the question for the body is the motion to divide Senate Bill 4. All in favor vote aye, opposed vote no. 5 seconds be allowed for the voting, and the clerk will record the vote. Rucho, 30, having voted in the affirmative and 18 in the negative, the motion passes. So Senate Bill 4 in two separate parts will now be before the body. In accordance with Senate Rule 28B, there will be no amendments or debate, and we'll move straight to a vote. So the question before the body is the passage of Proposition 1 as divided by the previous motion. All in favor vote aye, opposed vote no. 5 seconds will be allowed for the voting. The Clerk will record the vote. Sixteen having voted in the affirmative and 32 in the negative, the proposition does not pass. So by the rules related to the failure of this first proposition, the rules state that the bill would have to return to committee at this point, and Senator Berger is recognized.
Mr. President, I move that it be referred to the Rules Committee. Since it was brought directly to the floor, I think that would be the appropriate committee to send it back to.
Without objection, so ordered.